This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A 19-year-old television actress suffers a career crisis because of an explicit sex video posted on the web. Sound familiar? It's not what you may think. This is in Vietnam, and as NPR's Michael Sullivan reports, it's big news in the conservative Southeast Asian nation.
There are few stories that capture the attention of an entire nation. This is one of them. Last month, Wang Thuy Linh was the star of a popular Vietnamese soap opera called Van Ang's Diaries on state-run television's VTV3. She played a 16-year-old high school student, modern yet traditional, a good girl her parents, on screen and off, could be proud of. But that image changed overnight. This is Wang Thuy Linh during her farewell broadcast just a few weeks ago, after an extremely graphic sex video she and her boyfriend made found its way onto the internet. An embarrassed VTV promptly canceled her show, and a tearful Wang Thuy Linh told her audience she'd made a mistake. Premarital sex is more common than the government would like to admit in this conservative communist nation, but it's not something talked about much in schools or the state-run media. And young women here are still expected to wait until they're married. Wang Thuy Linh very publicly crossed the line, her behavior hotly debated on internet blogs and forums, in cafes and beer halls, even in the National Assembly. The former boyfriend, the son of a powerful police official, isn't taking much heat. But everyone seems to have an opinion about Wang Thuy Linh, opinions that often break down along generational lines. This 64-year-old man, Nguyen Thanh Binh, says this case shows how irresponsible young people are these days. They just like to have fun, he says, but they don't think about the consequences. This 21-year-old woman, who would only give her first name Chi, agrees up to a point. Wang Thuy Linh was irresponsible, stupid even, she says, for allowing the video to be made. But she is also a victim of her celebrity. If she were a normal girl like me, she explains, nobody would have really known or cared. That this debate is happening in public shows how fast Vietnam's culture is changing, change spurred by rapid economic development and the spread of the internet and satellite television. 10 years ago, a scandal like this probably would have been a professional kiss of death for Wang Thuy Linh, but many here predict she may yet make a comeback.
For Vietnamese people, especially the young people, I don't think that they take it as serious as many years ago.
Lê Quốc Vinh is CEO of one of Hanoi's biggest public relations firms, Le Bro.
For the young viewers who have admired her for a long time, they will quickly forgive because, you know, the young people today are more open, more sort of adaptable to the modern life, the Western way of living. But for the older generation, of course, they are not going to allow the kids to watch the movies that having her on it anymore.
But even some in that older generation say the Wang Thuy Linh scandal isn't so much about changing values, but simply a young person's mistake, and that the blame in this case lies elsewhere. Hanoi University professor Lê Thiên Hùng. This is a private thing between the people involved, he says, and it's not for us to criticize. If you want to blame someone, blame the people who put the video on the web, he says. They're the ones who should be punished. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.